Hello, everyone. Welcome to Valentine's Day 2021. Valentine's is all about love, and we've got a Bible here full of God's love for us, and also some amazing stories of love. And I want to tell you one of those really amazing stories. It's about Isaac meeting Rebecca. Oh, it's a love story. It's a success story, and it's a forever story. And a bit later, I'll tell you about my story of meeting my lovely wife, Viviana. It's many years ago, and without God's love, we would not be here today. So I want to tell you this story. Are you ready for an amazing story from the Bible? Well, in Genesis chapter 24, Abraham is 140 years old, right? He's an old man. His wife, Sarah, has just passed away, and his son Isaac is about 40 years old, but unmarried. That's like a lot of people, I guess, watching today, unmarried. And in chapter 24 of Genesis, we're going to read how God intervenes, how God brings an incredible love story. It's full of success. The word prosperity is going to come in. It's a forever story. It's going to encourage our hearts. So are you ready for this amazing story? There's an old servant called Eliezer. We believe his name is Eliezer. And Abraham, 140 years old, says to Eliezer, probably about 80 years old, "Would you do me this last favor? Would you go and find a wife for my son Isaac?" And so we're going to pick up the story in Genesis 24, verse 10, where Eliezer has taken 10 camels on a journey of 1,200 kilometers. And in the 10 camels, or not in the 10 camels, but on the 10 camels, are these bags full of gold and precious things to give to the family of the girl that they're going to bring back. So listen to the story. Listen to the mission that Eliezer had. He's got to take these 10 camels, 1,200 kilometers, meet a girl, say to her, "Come and marry my master who you've never seen in a country that you've never been." And on that journey, there could be robbers that could rob him, and it could be a total failure. It's a huge mission, actually. But in this whole thing, we see the predestination of God, the planning of God, the success that God wants to put into this story. And as a pastor of many years, I've seen people's lives as bits and pieces of how I could see God's action at work. I hope this is going to encourage you, because we're going to pick up the story in verse 10. It says, the servant that we're going to call Eliezer, taking with him 10 of his master's camels, loaded with all kinds of good things from his master, and he set out for Aram Naharaim on his way to the town of Nahor. He had the camels kneel down at the well outside the town. It was towards evening, the time when women go out to draw water. Now, this is evening time. Finally arrives, and now Eliezer is in the right town. It's the right time. It's the right moment. He's got the right resource. The things are set for a miracle to occur. And that's where Eliezer starts to cry out to God. I'm sure he's already been praying, and we need to be praying into our own lives that God will be with us this year, 2021. It could be a Valentine's year. If you're already married like me, another Valentine's year, another year. And outside, and he's going to pray this prayer. Listen to the prayer. He prayed, "Lord, God of my master Abraham, make me successful today." And we hear this word success five times in this story. Five times this word success, or there's actually two words, "grant me success today." And when we see these five times mentioned, every time he's saying, "God, cause me to be successful." I love this with any area of heart matters, love matters, or success matters, job matters, study matters, health matters, that we as Christians are calling out to a God, "cause me to be successful today." Or this word is actually a big English word, serendipity. Wow, we're going to learn a new word right now. Serendipity means a chance meeting of two things from God, a chance meeting bringing happiness. And all of a sudden, he says, "God, let me find this girl for my my servant, for my master Abraham and his son Isaac, and show kindness to my master Abraham. He says, see, I'm standing beside this spring, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming to draw water. May it be, God, may it be, when I say to a young woman, let down your jar. The girls wore the carried the jars on their shoulder with cloth and a big jar. Let it be that they say, when I say to them, drink, and that this girl says to me, yes, I will give you drink and for your camels too. And I was talking this story a bit with Viv, and it's sort of like today a girl who is really kind towards an animal or something. Just seeing real kindness that she says, yes, I'll give you a, old man, I'll give you a drink, but your 10 camels look really, really thirsty, and I'm going to bring them some water as well. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. Now listen to this. Before he had finished praying, Rebecca came out with a jar on her shoulder. This is serendipity. This is this moment of, whoa. I remember when I first saw Viv, first laid eyes on her, and it was a whoa moment. Well, for her, it wasn't really a wow moment seeing me. But anyway, it was a one-way wow moment. Before he had finished praying, Rebecca comes out with the jar on her shoulder. She's the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother, Nahor. That means a distant relative, right? Different city, 1,200 kilometers away. He arrives at the time where they're bringing out the water, and he says to God, let it be. And before he finishes his prayer, this girl is there. He says, give her water. Give me water, please. And she says, yes, sir, I'll bring you water and I'll bring you some more. Listen to this. The woman was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had ever slept with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar up, and came up again. And the servant hurried to meet her. Please give me a little water from your jar. Drink, my lord, she said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave Eliezer, the servant, a drink. After she had given him a drink, she said, and I will draw water for your camels too, until they have enough to drink. Now, I want to tell you, that's a lot to feed a camel, or to give water to a camel. They've got these big humps in their back, that all this water there. I think I'm getting my biology right. Anyway, they carry a lot of water to go through the desert. So for a girl to say, I'll bring water for you and for your 10 thirsty camels, that's a big effort. That's a big heart. That's a generous person. That's a kind girl. And as he says, God, I want to know if this is the one. It all starts happening before his eyes. And it says in verse 20, so she quickly emptied her jar into the trough, ran back to the well to draw more water, and drew enough for all the camels. Not only is this girl going to do it, she's running. She's running. She's going to complete the task. And he sees in her a girl with incredible follow through. Whatever she says, she's going to do. And she runs and she brings the water. It's a crazy Middle East story. It's a crazy story. Serendipity. He says, God, let me have this chance meeting with this girl that's going to come back and be for my servant Isaac. Without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. Here's our second word, successful. It means prosperous. And in the Old Testament, the word prosperous means all of a sudden we jump forward. I sort of see it like an elevator. I sometimes see people in the church and I say to them, I think you're in God's elevator. It's just like you're going up in some area of gifting or success or passion or breakthrough. It just seems people move ahead quickly. And in this year 2021, I'm believing for you and me to have these elevator ride moments that the Bible calls prosperity. Now, prosperity is contextual. In other words, it doesn't mean I go from here to way down there in one moment, but it means I make a jump. And I want to tell you that in your context this year, you could have a moment where it says, the Lord made my journey move ahead in 2021. Amen? Come on. Come on. Come on. That's prosperity. It doesn't mean poor to wealthy. It means the next step the next part of the journey. Now, in our story, he's getting there and he says, whoa, this is the one. And it says he, when the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring weighing a becker. I don't know what a becker is, but it's probably big. And two gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels. He gives her immediately some gold jewelry. And he asked, whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night? Now, to us today, that sounds very strange, but in the Middle East, the one of the highest things is hospitality, that you actually bring in guests into your home is a very high standard. And she answered him, I'm the daughter of Bethuel, the son that bore Milcah, born to Nahor. And she added, we have plenty of straw and fodder, as well as a room for you to spend the night. And the man bowed and worshipped the Lord, saying, praise be to the Lord. He's very thankful. The God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey, on the successful journey to the house of my master's relatives. And the young woman ran and told the family, and the family were shocked. She comes in with a big gold nose ring and two gold bracelets. And well, that was an interesting trip to the well today, dear. Rebecca, what happened today? And she said, you won't believe what happened. I go to the well and there's a guy with 10 camels and they're very thirsty and he's a relative of us. And I say to him, would you like some water? And I feed his camels and he gives me this nose ring and these bracelets and he's coming to dinner tonight. Guess who's coming to dinner tonight? This guy called Eliezer. I hope you're staying with the story. It's a very big Middle Eastern story. And the brother comes out and meets him and says, okay, you're part of the family, come in. And all of a sudden it comes to the issue of, would you come with me to marry my master Isaac back in Israel, 1,200 kilometers back on the camels to a land you've never been, to meet and marry a man you've never met. It sounds a bit like a TV show, doesn't it? Whoa, sounds crazy. And all these things. And I want to come to this word success again. This is a love story, and it's a story of success, and it's a forever story as well. And we're going to read here in verse 40. This is now Eliezer speaking. The Lord before whom I have walked faithfully sent his angel with you and made your journey a success. There it is. There's number three, success. What does success mean? It means prosperity. What does prosperity mean? A step forward. Everyone, a step forward, a step up, an instant increase. Something's happening in this area. It's relationships. It could be in the area of job or health or I just really believe that God wants to prosper us in 2021. Prosperity meaning successful journey. Come on, we're on the journey with God. And he says, would you come with me? Would you come with me to meet Isaac? Now, the girl had a free choice. This is not what we call an arranged marriage. An arranged marriage is where you have to marry that person. This is not that. But it is a Middle Eastern concept of an arranged marriage where the girl can say yes or no. And so they say to her, would you go with this man? And she says, yes. This whole chapter is about that. Now, we're going to come to the end of the story, all right? Because I want to get on to some other things with you. And it says in Genesis 24, 63, back in Israel, that Isaac is waiting to see what happens. And finally, they come back with Eliezer and Rebekah and the 10 camels. And it says, Isaac, he went out to the field one evening to meditate. It means to think on God, to think deeply about life. And as he looked up, he saw camels approaching. And Rebekah also looked up and saw Isaac. This is the first moment. This is sort of love at first sight going to happen here. It's a love story. It's a love story. It's a success story. It's a forever story. She got down from her camel and asked the servant, who is that man in the field coming to meet us? He is my master, the servant answered. So she took her veil and covered herself. That's very Middle Eastern, very, very modest in their days. And the servant told Isaac all he had done and presented this is the girl. She came back with me. It's an amazing story. And Isaac brought her into his tent of his mother Sarah, and he married Rebekah. So she became his wife, and he loved her. Isn't that a good story? And he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. And so this is the end of chapter 24. It mentions this word serendipity once, a chance meeting, and it mentions success on the journey four times. And it also mentions this incredible heart that Eliezer just keeps jumping and shouting and saying, God, you brought me success, 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 success. Four times he calls out. He says, this is of God. This is a God moment. This is something that God has caused to happen. And every one of those five words, it mentions that God caused it to happen. In other words, we've got to obey. Eliezer was in the right place at the right time, but God made it special. God made it incredible. God predestined certain things to happen to bring success into this story. I want to tell you about Viv and me a little bit. Is that okay? It's not really the same. There's no camels in our story. But you know what? There's a lot of things in this story that I feel like just thinking, wow, Valentine's Day. What God did for Viv and I 35 years ago we married, which means I've known her for 37 years. And I remember the very first time I laid eyes on Viviana. Her name was Viviana Benitez from Argentina, and she's in Australia with her family, and she was studying in a Bible school, and I was teaching in the Bible school part-time, and I was, I don't know what age I was, 24 or something, and I'd been looking for a wife. That's a good thing, men, if you're single, right? It's a good, 2021 could be your year, and come on, boys, get thinking, praying, and all right. And anyway, and I saw her in a library, and I saw her there, and I went out to one of the other teachers, and I said, do you see that girl over there? He said, yeah. I said, I'm going to marry her. And he went, yeah, sure, and he walked away. And like, whatever, Rod, you know. And after getting to know her a little bit over a couple of months, I finally got the courage to ask her out on a date. And at that time, I didn't have much sense. And I said to her, hey, how about coming for dinner with me? She didn't know me very much. And she said, no. What? She said, no. And but she said, you know, on that night, I'm part of my youth group and I've got responsibilities and I can't come. And but there was a little bit of hope there, a little bit of hope that maybe if it was a better situation, she might have said yes. It was serendipity happening in my heart, but not happening in her heart at that time. Not much success right now. And then I worked up the courage to ask her a second time. I said, would you come on a dinner date? And she said, no, the same thing. I've got my responsibilities in my church and I can't do that. But there was a little bit of hope there, and I thought, well, one more time, sort of strike three, I'm out if it happens that way. And, you know, strike three, I'm not going to stalk her. I'm not going to keep going after someone that is going to be the end. And I'm praying, and I finally realized I needed to not ask her for dinner, but ask her maybe for a simple, you know, like a simple lunch or something, or make it a bit softer, or maybe a cup of coffee or in the middle of the day, and you know, and make it easier. And I come up last time, I said, oh, Viviana, would you come for a lunch just down the road? It's a really simple lunch. And she said, yes. Hey, serendipity, yay. Success. And we went out for a date, and it was a terrible first date. And the food was good, but it was very spicy hot, and she wasn't used to that. And I thought, well, she's from Argentina. That's all hot food there, right? Like Mexico, right? And we love Mexican food, but no, Argentinian food is no spice. So for her to eat a very hot meal was a very unusual experience. And but that didn't stop us from going out again. And then I finally went to meet her family and her mom and her dad, and my heart was beating, and boom, 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 boom. And the door opened, and her parents are awesome. And we led them to know Jesus Christ a number of years later. Isn't that great news? And just so wonderful. And I remember as we left that night for the first night date, just taking her out for a movie and bringing her home. And her mother spoke to her in Spanish and said, "Ojo." And I said to Viv, "What does ojo mean?" And she said, "It means eye. It means keep your eye on that one, you know. Watch out for him." But here we are, 35 years later, an incredible life, incredible love story that God brought into our life, and incredible success. Not every year was an easy year. Not every day was an easy day. But with God, it is a love story. It's a success story, and it's a forever story. And now we've got two great kids, two great boys, grown up, married last year with their love story. And this year, I'm praying that Valentine's Day would be a day that we would realize that God is with us even during this pandemic time, even during this hard time. Could be a great year, and it may not be in relationships, but it might be in study or advance or job or health or our spiritual life, just moving ahead. But why not get our hearts back into the love story? Now, this whole Bible is a love story, and it's a success story, a prosperity story, where God wants us to know Him and rise in life. And in my life, I've spent most of my adult life in Asia. Many years I've lived in poor nations. We've loved that, gone out there and prayed for the sick day after day, year after year, and speaking to them that God has a love story for all you people. You don't know Him, but He's a God who heals. He's a God who intervenes. He's a God who has a plan for your life. And we love that scripture here in Japan, Jeremiah 20:29-11. "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to give you a future and a hope, and not for evil." We know those plans, and I want you to you know, think about this year. 2021 could be a year of relationship, but it definitely could be a year of success. And it could be a forever year. That means a year that changes your life. Why not? Why not believe with me this year could be a forever story? And that story of Isaac and Rebecca marrying many, 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 many years later, hundreds and years later, from that family line came Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. It was an incredible thing that from that Jewish line, from that connection, many, many generations later comes Jesus. New Testament, the Gospels, Jesus Christ came, that He would come and be born as a baby but grow up and die on a cross and rise again. This is the greatest love story of all. This is something that we need to keep thankful. And Eliezer kept saying, "God, I thank you that you've made my journey successful." And I would just love it this year if we keep our hearts in that zone. It's, no matter what happens in the outside, we're going to believe it's going to be a love story, a success story, and a forever story this year in 2021. And I just love you to join with me and join our hearts. Jesus came to bring us His love. Look at this, Luke 19:10. "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." That's you and me, or was. "I was lost and now I am found. Was blind and now I see. Amazing grace for me." And John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." That's you and me and your family and my family. "And so loved us that He gave to us." He so loved us, He gave us the best thing He could, His Son Jesus Christ. He gave His very best because of His amazing, passionate love for you and me. You see, this whole Bible is full of love, success, prosperity, and forever. Would you pray with me that this year would be a year of Valentine, a year of love, a year of moving forward together in Jesus' name? Here we go. Lord, I thank you that you came, Jesus, and you died and you rose again. And this love story has been awakened in our heart, a love story from God to us. And we would also love our husbands and wives if we're married, and love our families and single people. I'm praying, Lord, for the serendipity moment of meeting someone. And I pray that this year would be moving ahead with the plans that you have, the good plans that you have, even in the hard times. There's going to be move forward I pray for healing. I pray for success. I pray for prosperity in our context. I pray the next level, the next up, the next whatever it is, that we say, yes, Lord, let it be in this year. And this year would be another forever year in the history of the world for us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a big praise. Yeah. And if you don't know this love story in your heart, I'd love to pray for you right now to receive Jesus. You see, Jesus just wants you to receive Him, and He will bring His love and grace and forgiveness. So I'm going to count to three, and I'm going to say three and ask you, would you receive Jesus in your heart today? You ready? Count to three. One, God loves you. Two, would you open your heart? And three, would you say yes to Jesus right now? Let me pray. Thank you, Lord, for these great people. I just pray as I open their heart, you would come and forgive, grace, love, destiny, joy all over their lives right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, everyone. Let's give God a big praise. He is amazing. Hey, God's got a big year for us. God bless you all.